Hi, I'm Jez Frampton, Group Chief Executive of Interbrand, and welcome to Demand and Desire, the Art and Science of Branding. In this edition, please join me for a speech which I made at the United Nations recently at the Private Dining Room to discuss brands and corporate citizenship. We originally became involved with the United Nations some 2 or 3 years ago through a chance meeting with a number of their people at an event that we held. That led to us doing some work, which eventually led to the release of some details around corporate citizenship with Harvard University in the fall of 2010. We then went on, as you may recall in one of our recent editions, to release something called the Best Green Global Brands. This was an attempt for us to actually be able to put numbers on how good brands were in terms of delivering corporate citizenship through one of the six lenses that we look at, which is the planet, i.e. are you a sustainable and green brand? And we looked at two different areas, one of which was what we were called perception. Quite simply, the degree to which people associate green behaviour with a particular brand. And then secondly, performance, an exercise that we undertook with Deloitte Consulting, who actually went ahead and looked at six different areas of corporate citizenship in the area of sustainability by looking at everything from the degree of corporate or senior management commitment in the organisation through the supply chain and right through to products and services. This table was released around about 2 to 3 months ago and has been discussed and featured in many media around the world. The opportunity at the United Nations was to engage a wider group of people to talk to politicians, to interested parties, charities, and clients in general about how we saw the role of corporate citizenship and brands. And this is a speech that I gave to introduce a discussion. I'm Jez Frampton, Group CEO of Interbrand. On behalf of everyone in our company, I'm honoured to welcome you to the private dining room here at the United Nations for our discussion this evening on brands and corporate citizenship. Before we get started, I'd like to thank Amir Dosal, Chairman of the Global Partnerships Forum, for helping to arrange this evening's event and for being a wonderful advisor and indeed a very good friend, both personally and to our business. I would also like to thank Ambassador Shah for honouring us with his presence and participation. At Interbrand, we believe brands have the power to change the world. It's an awesome responsibility and one which we enthusiastically work with our clients to deliver every day. But at the same time, the world is changing at an incredible pace. The Arab Spring, the social networks, countries approaching financial default, the rise of the BRICS, the ever-widening gap between those who have and those who have not, the spectre of overpopulation, food shortages, climate change. These are the real responsibilities, not just of politicians and global bodies like the UN, but of each and every one of us and each and every business. It's our view that brands should do good in the world by doing what they do best. Gone are the days when a well-placed donation constitutes corporate citizenship. Being a good citizen is a complex and vital part of corporate strategy, and it starts with core operations. If you're a car company, that means the cars. A food company, the food. A hotelier, the properties. And it's only by applying their particular expertise to the world's problems that brands can really hope to affect any real change. It also transforms corporate citizenship from being a nice-to-have philanthropy to a must-have business asset. Let's talk about brands for a moment. Brands have long been referred to as wealth creators, and we'll get onto brands as assets in a moment. But the notion of wealth itself is changing. Just take a look at the Gates Foundation. Nowadays, there's good wealth and there's bad wealth. And it matters what you do with your good wealth too. Otherwise, that can become bad wealth. And all the time, your customer is increasingly aware with information only a click away or swiftly served up via social networks. good citizenship is increasingly becoming an important driver of choice and demand. In other words, a significant part of every brand. And brands go to the heart of economic activity. To the producer, let's call them the supply side, the benefits, of course, began with literal stamping of ownership. It became about the protection of intellectual property. Now, it's the promise of an experience and a justification of a price premium, among many other facets. To the customer, the demand side, brands began as a mark of trust. They became a signal of value, the simplification of choice, a means of identification, and a sense of belonging. So many things have been discussed as the hallmark of a great brand. Brands are the point where businesses meet consumers. The human interface, the point where morality and ethics really matter, and therefore the real home of corporate citizenship. We see brands as business strategy brought to life. The way a company or organisation goes about its daily existence, from culture to product and service to environments, communications. This room is as much about a part of the United Nations brand as the assembly and the flags hanging outside. Brands are living business assets. That's how we see them. Assets. Assets which, if properly nurtured, can appreciate in value, can guarantee success, and protect from risk far into the future. Nearly 30 years ago, we created the first method of valuing brands. Our method is now a central plank of the ISO 10668 standard on brand valuation. And we've conducted thousands of valuations covering every sector in every country. Every year, we produce a league of the best global brands. And on October the 4th, we'll ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange and exchanges around the world to announce the 2011 list. It's become an important business measure. And for us, it was always about encouraging organisations to recognise the value of their brands. In several developing countries, we work directly with government to produce local tables in order to promote brand building as a vital step to economic success. Two of the key measures within the valuation methodology are the role of brand, the degree to which the brand influences purchase choice, and brand strength, the degree to which brand will provide competitive advantage via preference and loyalty into the future. Both of these factors are affected by corporate citizenship, and therefore, corporate citizenship is directly linked to purchase and loyalty, key drivers of success. We even put a number on that last year and announced it at a conference at Harvard University. So, we know that brands drive value, and we know that corporate citizenship is a key component of business and brand building, with a direct connection to consumer choice and loyalty. How do we get more granular? Several years ago, a colleague and I visited the US division of a large Asian electronics manufacturer. They showed us some fascinating data. Data which showed that in the eyes of their industry, they were a strong green performer. But in the eyes of their customer, they were behind the game. Perception lagged reality. Whilst for some of their counterparts, the opposite was true. Perception masked reality. And the notion of the gap was born. As social media has become more and more influential, the time lag between perception and reality has shrunk. For those with a great story to tell, the opportunities to tell it have increased many-fold. For those who are greenwashing us, there is little time left to hide. So we decided the time was right to quantify the gap and publish it, like the brand values, as a celebration of success and a pointer to opportunity. Hopefully, our work will help companies to play a better part as smart corporate citizens. But we also understand that solutions to the world's greatest problems will only be found through collaboration. Collaboration between private enterprise, government, academia, NPOs, NGOs, and of course, each and every person who depends upon them. While we're here to share our point of view, we realise that the greatest opportunity this evening is for all of us to look outside of ourselves, to listen and to learn from every person and to participate in the ever-evolving efforts to ensure that we all leave this planet in a better condition for those who follow us. Thank you very much. The event that we held at the United Nations was truly insightful. It was a great opportunity to get the perspective of people from different markets around the world, but from different perspectives. We had politicians, ambassadors, business leaders, charity leaders in the room, and it really was a very, very rich conversation. Corporate citizenship is becoming increasingly important, not just to customers and businesses, but to the world around us, the political environment in which we operate, the economic environment in which we operate, and of course, the whole notion of our ecology and what we are doing to our planet. At Interbrand, we do firmly believe that this is going to become a more important element to everybody's everyday life in business. At Interbrand, we genuinely believe that corporate citizenship is part of everybody's future. It's not about reporting, it's about behaviour. It's not about perceptions, it's about reality. Please do take the time to think carefully about how you are contributing as an organisation, as a citizen, not just within your industry, but within your environments, in your world, and whether or not you're living up to the expectations of the average person in every one of the markets in which you operate. We all have a duty to the places we inhabit. We all have a duty to the people who we serve, not only on the outside of our organisations as businesses, but also as employees on the inside of our organisations. And increasingly, these things are becoming powerful drivers of employment choice. Very recently, I saw a video featuring the chief executive officer of Diageo, who made it very, very clear that as far as they're concerned, many of the new graduates coming into the employment market are more interested in the corporate citizenship stance of a company than they are necessarily with the starting salary. Probably exaggerated to make a point, but nevertheless, it's very true that the millennial generation, as we call them, are deeply worried about the effect that companies are having on the world and wish to be aligned to those who are doing the right thing. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to this edition of Demand and Desire. This is Jez Frampton, Chief Executive from Interbrand, saying see you next time.